is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Wow, this is going to be some class. I am not kidding. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting live, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information is on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at usaprepares.com. We've got some up-to-the-minute articles I think you might want to consider reading at usaprepares.com. And at the top of page one, Russian film on Nazi UFOs, Birds Expedition. A 44-minute video. There's a link from Dr. Richard Allen Miller, page one. We're going to be talking about that during this broadcast. And a teenager wins a $109 million lawsuit after 90% of her skin falls off. And she goes blind from an allergic reaction to children's Motrin, M-O-T-R-I-N. That's about as sad as it gets. And preppers are considered to be potential terrorists. Collecting rainwater is illegal in some areas. And there's a software program that tracks people on social media. And it was created by Raytheon. So think about that. And that's a scary thing to me, too. There are a lot of scary things that are happening. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. Today, with us, as he is every Thursday, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, who's a lead physicist for the U.S. Navy at the Pentagon. And Dr. Miller is a scientist. He is willing to discuss the dangers of technologies. He's willing to go way far beyond what most people would say on the radio. And he sent me a link to a 44-minute video, Third Reich, Operation UFO, the Nazi base in Antarctica. Dr. Miller was in Antarctica. We're going to learn what he saw. We're going to learn what very few people have even heard about. There's warm water under the ice at the bottom of the world. And also, Rick Miller assigned us some homework last week. And part of that homework is about a holographic universe, an illusion. And there's a Brazilian film, a sci film, PSI film. It was assigned as homework. It was removed from YouTube within a few days of us posting the link. We're going to discuss this video, which I don't think you're going to be able to see anymore. And this video leaves more questions than it has answers. So for the next 2 hours, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning.
Rick, that film, the Brazilian film, is really interesting. And it's you have to read the subtitles. And it did leave more questions than answers. But I have an email that you sent me because it's from your Abe. Can you describe who Abe is before I read this?
Mad Abe Abarallo is a friend from 1970. When I was working Navy intelligence, I met Abe. He was, at that time, his father was the primary four-star general for the Brazilian military army. And then later, for the next 30 years, Abe was headed the Brazilian Secret Service. I believe what I did is I moved him from interest in voodoo to magic, which was a more intellectual approach to the mysteries of the world beyond our world. Metaphysics means beyond, so it's beyond physics. And I taught that as a graduate course at Harvard for almost 11 years. I had students like Dr. Mack, who was dean at that time of psychiatry at Harvard, and he had taken my metaphysical class and chose then, after taking that class, to treat people that had been alien abducted. And my point to him was that, you know, there was no way you can validate God or, let's say, advanced races of aliens like God-like, because by definition they're not knowable. I mean, they're so far beyond us that if they didn't want to be discovered, there's no way we're going to, quote, accidentally discover God. It's a concept that is beyond our meaning. And I guess the idea is that Mad Abe had basically retired last year from the Brazilian Secret Service, and now we're going to go do a float down the Amazon and try to look up some old brujo, not these current ones that are doing ayahuasca and so on, but some of the older ones that I had also encountered in the 70s. Believe it or not, some of them, they had been writing books at the same time Carlos Castaneda was. What I want to do is go back and see what they have since discovered, like myself, and make a nice little interesting YouTube then and now kind of thing. And Abe is going to bring me over to Brazil, and we're going to do some urban survival skills workshops there, like we're going to do in Springfield in April. And Mad Abe is, he got me in trouble one time. He had written a book called Bloody Brazilian Knife Fighting Techniques, and he autographed a copy and sent it to my grandson, who was in high school. Yes, I'm that old, and it was a long time ago. And my grandson got all excited and showed it to all his friends and promptly got expelled from school for a couple of days. And my daughter got really angry at me. It's all cool now, but, you know, over the course of these years, I've come to know some very strange people. Anyway, that's who Mad Abe is. Mad Abe Averallo.
Well, out of, Rick, you mentioned it. You mentioned a few words that I remember hearing rarely, but I remember hearing them. My father taught college chemistry and physics. And wow. Every once in a while, Rick, I would hear him say, and maybe three times in my life, the words not knowable. And the first time I heard it, I didn't know what it meant. And, you know, I was very, very young. And but really, about three times in my life, he would say, that's not knowable. And it was very hard for me to understand what that meant. How's that possible? That we would know of something that's not knowable.
Yeah, there's several layers on that. The first would be 29th century technology. We would call it magic or something. And that's the first thing. And how quickly we have evolved in technology. By the way, one of the posts, I'm going to say something. I have another post for you for this next week. It's on my website about the fact that I believe science has failed humanity. And when we say not knowable, with our current models of the universe, there's no way to do a length, girth, or width. Yeah, the measurement thing. For example, space and time, you've heard the expression that they're not real. And what does that exactly mean? Well, there is a book called The Medium, the Mystic, and the Physicist by Lawrence Lachon. And he talks about the three grand illusions of space, time, and ego. And these three things are not real. In terms of our concepts, this is one of the reasons why we are moving away from a quantum universe and the so-called indeterminacy with Heisenberg and the entanglement and decoherence concepts of a quantum universe. And we're now switching over to other universe models like the holographic one, where rather than talk about space and time, we talk about information. With ESP and thinking with your gut, how does that work, that the way of making decisions is beyond, by 400 times or even more, beyond statistical inference? It means that somehow in our awarenesses, not conscious ones, but our awarenesses, we have a sense of what the future and what the past holds. We talk about reincarnation. We talk about future lives. And what does that all mean if time and space isn't real? The first thing you do is you say that, according to Robert Ornstein, time is a duration of consciousness. It is the way we organize our memory, because we actually, in fact, have two brains that are convoluted, which means to store information and memory sets from when something began to when something ended, which would suggest a time, a duration. It's the way it gets stored holographically in the brain in several locations, and because there's only a nuodal, there's a delay of it going from here to there if you work with Einstein's concept of the speed of light. And these concepts now are starting to make our way into the mainstream. Now, with all of that said, you know, clairvoyance or telepathy could have been a mystical concept in the 1800s with a wagon train said, breaker, breaker, 1-7, come on. You know, and the concept of radio waves and the ability to communicate in large distances as if it were extrasensory. Now, with that concept, now we have an idea that some things that are, quote, not knowable, are not knowable with our current models of reality. However, even now, I have encountered things or events or, things that are probably, possibly not knowable by definition. They don't work that way, as that's our bad concepts of how things work.
Rick, my dad was extremely interested in clairvoyance and telepathy. We'll talk about that when we come back on the other side.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fall in love.
with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And there's a link to Dr. Richard Allen Miller on the website, usaprepares.com. Bottom of the page one, where all the instructors are. And Rick's going to be with us at the April 6th and 7th Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri. And the expo is a Saturday-Sunday event. And we're having a dinner on Saturday night. And the freeze-dry guy is going to be serving up some freeze-dry guy food. And so we're going to have like a banquet dinner with your instructors at the Get Prepared Expo. So if you'd like to get a chance to meet Dr. Richard Allen Miller, he'll be there. And he'll be presenting some seminars, including seminars in the 700-seat theater at the Get Prepared Expo. And not only that, it's going to be followed by a seminar for urban survival and with Matt Stein. So Richard Allen Miller and Matt Stein will stay on for another day or so, maybe two, after the Get Prepared Expo. So we're going to have a little more information about that on the website. Rick, my dad was bringing home books in the 1960s when I was growing up, and they were about clairvoyance and telepathy, and so more and more books appeared in our family library at home about that subject. So he was extremely interested in that too, but he and I never really talked much about it. And it's great that you're here with us
today. Wondered why you the fact that your father was a physicist is very intriguing, and the fact that in the 60s he was interested in these kinds of subjects puts him in a special category of physicists, because I was there doing it, and I know what the atmosphere was like. It did not have the glamour that it did now. There was a lot of fear, a lot of concern about what we called psychology being a pseudoscience back even then. I remember that, like ESP, the word hypnosis was considered taboo and not a useful concept And it's been amazing how now hypnosis is certifiable and medically approved and used in mainstream medicine and dentistry. It's interesting because that's what I was doing back then, was training Navy SEALs. And, you know, as broad-based as I was, imagine what it was like trying to deal with strict military. We did a questionnaire, a subjective one, because it turns out everybody has extrasensory perception. That means being able to look beyond space and time, and we'll get better in that definition as it's appropriate here. But it's explained in my new book. But the thing is, at that time, the nature of space and time were considered, this is before string theory or any of that, so where we had the idea of alternate or parallel universes, where we had the models of the possibility of many things going on at the same time in our universe, and we don't notice but just a few of them. Our senses, the five basic senses, are not really senses, they're filters. And there's other things going on that we choose not to notice. For example, weeds on the ground. I learned how to make a living by looking at things differently, by marketing, you know, native plants as a commercial importance. That's another book I wrote. And so it's a way of looking at things, and that's the purpose of models in physics. What we normally would do is invent a universe that the problem was easily solved, and then do translations back into our understandable universe, what we call the physical reality. Physical reality isn't real, however. It's illusion, because it's everything that you have chosen to filter as important. And there's other things going on that we're not noticing.
Rick, you mentioned a couple things. You mentioned ESP. And, yeah, my dad was bringing home books on ESP. You mentioned hypnosis. And one of our instructors' name is Tom Taylor, and he's in the Springfield community. And he had a hypnosis comedy show. And I can tell you that Dr. Howard Shane, USAPrepares.com instructor, and I were invited to be on stage with a few others, about 10 of us, and we were hypnotized. And you know what? If you want to be hypnotized, I believe it's possible. And I was willing to be hypnotized. And I did some things that I probably would not have ordinarily done on stage. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action.
Action.
You survive.
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA, the Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Survival medicine.
Survival gardening.
Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change.
Radiation survival.
Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Are you prepared
for solar storm?
Nuclear meltdown.
Dollar collapse.
Skyrocketing food and fuel prices.
Earthquakes.
Tornadoes. Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Vanelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes.
Online.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
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 US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
92% of Pakistanis dislike Americans. Just reported on the news. 92% of Pakistanis dislike Americans. I don't think that's true. I don't think they dislike us. I just think they lump us in with our government, and they dislike our government. And they lump us all together, and they decide that they don't like us. That's a shame. That's a shame, because some of us are okay. Some of us are really nice. And some of us are interested in the truth. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And, Rick, at the top of the hour, we started talking about Mad Abe Abarello, the former head of the Brazilian Secret Service. And here's something that he said regarding your homework assignment last week. He said, yes, and this is an email that you forwarded to me. Yes, my dear Rick, I know it. A classic book transformed into a movie authored by the late Chico Xavier, Brazilian's foremost Cardist medium, once appointed to Peace Nobel Prize for the work of his life, something like Mother Teresa. Here in Brazil, it's named Their simple meaning is our house, but more on the sense of home sweet home, more than just a masonry building. So that was the homework assignment that you had. And we've been talking all around this, Rick, and you've been saying that we've been talking about the holographic universe versus information versus space and time, which is traditionally what we're taught about the universe. So what do you think he meant, Rick, when he talked about this Brazilian film?
Well, okay, the movie itself starts off, and by the way, if the video isn't available, that book is, and is okay. A worth read, because from a Christian and non-Christian point of view, it pretty much is accurate from my point of view as a physicist that has taught metaphysics and strange topic types of things. Now, Brazil is rich with certain cultures that go way beyond America. I mean, it's been a long, long time ago. The movie, by the way, if you do get it, it's in Portuguese, and there is a closed caption that was translated. And basically, it shows a medical doctor dying on the operating table, and it's through his eyes, i.e., he's watching himself die on the table. And then the screen goes blank, and all of a sudden, it starts up again where he pulls his mouth up and head up out of deep mud in a grizzled, dark universe, which we'll call purgatory. He gasps and basically is waking up spiritually. And what happens next is that he sees people walking around him, the physical world, as zombies that are lost and in pain and, you know, in a variety of different things. One's got a leg line, one's got a heart broken, you know, whatever. And the premise is the physical plane in this movie is where we go to be sick spiritually. And we lose our memory. There's a reason for that. And why we are there, and our life's lessons are to discover what we are lacking in our life spiritually. And I can give you some deep examples on that. But what happens next is some angels, or what appear to be angels, they're relatives of his, come down, look down and walk up to him in the light and take him home, which turns out to be in the future, where they have these very cool hospital beds that float, you know, it's really cool. And it's the future where he's still recovering from his physical plane experience. And at some point, he tries to become a doctor again, but he's not well enough yet to heal people spiritually, like they do with him. And there is a memory thing that starts to come back where he realizes that why he was on the physical plane was that he was too busy to really be empathic with his patients and being very caring about them, being very directed, focused, and in the now. That's a place that we call sacred time, like when you make love, where things that you are doing are timeless. And we get so caught up with demands of life that basically we're not aware of what's really going on, and we're very ill spiritually. It's an interesting metaphor. That's what it's about, is a metaphor. No one really knows. That's the part that your father might have suggested is unknowable. It's like having a child, you know. No matter what a woman does to prepare for it, it's not the same as actually having the child, because it's truthfully not knowable until you do it.
You know, Rick, the more I hear the phrase not knowable, the more I am beginning to understand it, and probably the more I'm going to use it in conversation. You know, Rick, my dad died a few years ago.
Yeah,
and
so sorry.
He was, and I'm very sorry to hear about your father's passing.
Last week.
Rick, my dad was a World War II veteran. I believe I'm of Italian heritage. His parents came from Italy, and so did my mom's parents. So I guess I'm of complete Italian heritage, but I also believe that my dad had some Viking in him. He was tall, blonde, blue-eyed, and most Italians are not. Here's where I'm going with this. I kind of think he might have been like a berserker, a very, very strong. I'm serious. I'm very serious, Rick. He could
well,
run.
You certainly are fitting in his shoes. Apple of his eye.
Well, and the berserkers were the Vikings who would lead in battle, and they would, you know, pound their chest, and they would take the arrows and more arrows, and would enter them in battle, and they'd keep advancing, and they were, you know, they were very, very strong, and I think of that and put that in the same, I don't know, same frame when I look at it as my dad. Now, my dad was not afraid of death. He absolutely was not afraid of it. And as a matter of fact, he lay dying one day, and he said to me, you know, I had tears in my eyes, and he said, what are you doing? This is time to celebrate. Interesting, isn't it, Rick?
Yes, it's a saint. I have definitions where I try to distinguish between us and them type of thing. And they're different planes of awareness, if you will, different systems. But a saint is someone that is able to choose the moment of his death. And that's because he comes back to this plane, if you want to look at his reincarnation. If time's not real, then that concept isn't really valid, but the reason one comes back is to serve man, and so he comes back with complete genetic memory of his last experience at that moment. Now, in the movie Contact, you know, even Carl Sagan would have suggested that aliens are from much closer and much further away than we think, because we think Rigel 4 or Vega 7. Really, space and time aren't real, and it's about dimensional things where space and time are not, they're subsets of something more going on.
You know, Rick, when I think back to my classes at the university, one of the ones I think most fondly of, remember most fondly, is the time that I spent with Carl Sagan. Absolutely brilliant, and he opened the eyes of the students to exactly what you said. You know, where are we? And if we think we're the biggest, the baddest, and the best, we're probably mistaken.
Well, that's, you know, I have belief systems because of what I've done over my 69 years, and I can tell you that there's four mammals on this planet that I would deem possibly more advanced technically than man. You know, the dolphin, and of course above him, orca, and the pilot whale and manatee. These are cetacean. This is a water planet. I think we're a byproduct. I don't know. I think there's a lot more things going on here than 9/11 being hit by an airplane. You know, the misdirection, spin, counterintelligence, or false flagging to move herds of people. We were doing this from Travestock and the very nature of mind control. It's very subtle. And hypnosis and you getting up on stage to do things that you're not supposed to do or you wouldn't normally have done in public means that that hypnotist got you to agree, because it's very important. The fact that you're you're listening to me right now means you're in a state of hypnosis. And what we really discuss is the depth of it in terms of screening out the noises, outside traffic, and other kinds of distractions besides my voice. And that is what hypnosis is. So by definition, everybody's in a state of hypnosis. And we are filtering our reality, not seeing it.
You know, Rick, when I was hypnotized on stage, let me just describe the maybe a visual image of this. There were about 10 of us, and we're seated in these folding chairs on a dark, blackened, flat black stage. And the audience was in front of us, and we were sitting shoulder to shoulder. And the hypnotist would say, okay, raise your hands above your body, you know, above your head. Hold them there. And I could feel to the left and right, not only was I doing it, but the people on either side of me were doing it. And whatever we were asked to do, I could kind of sense with my eyes closed that we're all doing these stupid things, including putting these ridiculous hats on. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dried-guy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel. General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and he's got a book that I suggest you consider reading. It's called ESP Induction. ESP Induction through forms of self hypnosis. And the book is available from Richard Allen Miller's website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. And you can order the book. You can order it on Amazon. And I've got my copy right here in the studio. Rick's going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo. He was with us before. He's coming back. And he stays at the farm. Class, when you hear Richard Allen Miller, he's who you think he is. He really is. He's a very interesting guy, a very close friend of the Finelli family. So I'm just delighted to have him on the air with us. Rick, when I was hypnotized on stage with Dr. Howard Chain, another one of our instructors here in Springfield, Missouri, I had never been hypnotized before, and, you know, a lot of us think this is all hogwash, you know, and it's all theater.
Definition of hypnosis is how much attention do you put here to how much attention do you put there. And so, really, everybody from that definition is in some state of hypnosis. That's how I'm going to define it. And then we discuss the depth. How deeply is your attention here to there? And why this is important is that everything starts from the mind's eye and projects into what you call the physical plane as reality. And the brain wants you to be right, so it makes it so.
Rick, you know, when I was hypnotized, I was certainly willing to do this as an experiment for my own knowledge, and I can tell you I was willing to do it. And when I was on stage, I remember it lasting about 20 minutes. My wife said I was on stage for 2 hours. It seemed very, very fast to me. It seemed extremely long for her in the audience, as well as, you know, the other wives and families and those of us on stage. Well, let me tell you this. I know. As I think about this, I had this silly foam hat that, you know, something like out of Dr. Seuss, you know, if you can imagine that. Anyway, The hypnotist, I remember him, as I think about it now, he said, now you're going to think about the funniest joke you've ever heard. And we all just started laughing hysterically.
I know.
He didn't tell us a joke. He just said, think about it. Or just think about a funny joke.
Place in yourself when you laughed like that. Now imagine being able to do that at any moment and at every moment. And that is what is called home in this movie.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. I wish you were available. I just hit the refresh button, and it says, let's see, the video is no longer available due to a copyright claim. And
that's because I showed it to a bunch of people, and a bunch of people started to get it. I used that movie as a way to process my father's death. My mother's death, which was 17 years earlier, I didn't process it as well and created a bunch of grief and pain that was unnecessary if I had been able to go back to that moment of the funniest joke I ever heard.
Hmm. Yeah. Rick, when we come back on the other side of the hour, we're going to be talking about the Nazis and their secret base in Antarctica. And were the Vikings there? Rick was there. I've had a lot of questions about this. This is really fascinating stuff, class. The Nazis, their secret base in Antarctica. Next hour with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And we'll be back for another hour right after this.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.